And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says miracles existed in New Testament times but no longer do? In two previous programs, we noted that during biblical times, God endowed people with the power to perform miracles. We then ask, is God still granting people today the ability to work miracles in His name? Today, we want to answer that question. While there are some in the religious community today who teach that they still can work miracles, the New Testament makes it clear that once God had revealed all of the information He wanted mankind to have, that is, the information contained in what we know as the Bible, the need for miraculous confirmation of His spoken word would cease. Today, people can study the Bible and reach the conclusion that it is God's Word and must be obeyed. Since the purpose of miracles, which was the confirmation of God's spoken Word, has now been achieved, miracles no longer are necessary. We have everything we need within the Bible to know how to live, how to obey God, and how to prosper spiritually. As the Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 1:3, God's divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Spiritual maturity is now within the grasp of any individual who chooses to access it through study of the written Word of God. To suggest that we need miracles today is to undermine the all-sufficiency of God's Word. The most detailed discussion of miracles within the New Testament is found in 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 14. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul stated that miraculous gifts, identified in verses 9 through 12 by the phrase, in part, would cease when that which is perfect arrived. But what does the phrase, that which is perfect, refer? Paul was contrasting miraculous gifts, which by themselves were unable to bring a person to salvation, to that which would be total and complete, the fully revealed Word of God. The Greek word for perfect refers to that which is whole, brought to its end, and finished. Thus, Paul's use of perfect referred to the complete New Testament, which was completed when John wrote the book of Revelation prior to AD 100. The Bible, therefore, teaches us that miracles would cease around that time. Join us next time as we refute modern-day miracles.
This is the gospel of Christ.